It's the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey, and tomorrow is Valentine's Day. That means thoughts of love, romance, and dating are in the air. And in 2023, for many people, that means dating apps. Those apps have gained a lot of traction in recent years, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic. But despite the wide variety of options available, many of these apps follow the same basic format. Look at somebody's profile picture, maybe a brief biography, decide whether you want to swipe right to accept or left to reject, and then, if the same person swipes right on you, maybe you start talking, and that could eventually lead to a date or maybe even something more. It's a process full of contingencies and uncertainties. And it's that which the founders of a new dating app see as a problem to be solved. The app is called Silly, that's spelled S-Y-L-L-Y, and so far it's only available on the campus of the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, where the creators of the app are a current and former student. Sathvik Reddy is an alum in computer science and economics, and Josh J. James is a senior in the Geese College of Business. Sathvik, Josh, welcome to the 21st show. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Hi, really great to be here.
And listeners, we'd love to hear from you as well. What are your experiences with dating apps? And what would you like to see from a new dating app? What do you want to know about what goes into launching a new app like this? 800-222-9455 is the number to join our conversation today. That's 800-222-9455 or email talk@21stshow.org. talk@21stshow.org. All right, Josh, I want to begin with you. Right now, the app Silly is just for university students, but can you take me through what somebody could expect if they were going to decide to use it?
Well, we actually just started our app's pilot a couple weeks ago. The app is called Silly because we launched it on syllabus week of the first week of class on campus. So when we piloted it, we had a little experiment where students could join a swipe session scheduled at 5 p.m. on Friday of syllabus week and swipe on other users during a 10-minute window for a date that would occur shortly thereafter. So we're actually currently iterating on our product, and Sath could talk a little bit more about what we're planning for the next couple weeks.
Okay, but so the groundwork was, the key point is that there's like this 10-minute window and there's a date that's going to happen later that evening, right? So it's not like sort of take some of that uncertainty out that we were talking about. Sathvik, how about that? Can you talk a little bit about where you've been, where you're going?
Yeah. So like you mentioned, it's a 10-minute window. So it's about users coming on live. Our intention in building this app is really to make people make more meaningful decisions in the dating process. So we want this to be intent-based. We want them to come on all at the same time. So like Josh mentioned, we piloted a few weeks ago and we got great feedback, and we're going to be iterating on that in the next few weeks. And we're going to keep iterating till we figure out what really helps people go outside. Right now we're limited to the U of I campus, but we hope by the end of the semester, we will be in most Big Ten schools and, you know, we'll have a lot more students really getting to go outside and meet new people.
Nice. Okay. So I have to confess, I've been married for 15 years and have not dated since the last century. So I'm not personally somebody who uses these apps, but I understand that a lot of them, Tinder and OkCupid, for example, are they're owned by the same company, which is Match Group. And a lot of what your app sets out to do is influenced by some of the problems with those apps. So Sathvik, can you talk about what you see as some of the issues with those apps?
Yeah. At the core of it, I think, is really just the business model around online dating and online dating platforms right now, in the sense that they're designed in a way where users pay for things like being seen more often or getting to see more profiles. And what that's led to is, because that's where these companies make their money, they're really just focused on that part of the experience of getting to see the singles around you. They haven't really thought further ahead about how do we get these people to go on a date, and they don't really focus on that at all. So their business models are designed in such a way where every time there's a new paying customer, it makes the app worse for everybody else in town. And that's not sustainable. At some point that breaks down, and that's the situation we have right now on dating apps. So dating apps like Tinder are filled with bots that are pushing Instagram accounts, other social media marketers, and people are just using it as an advertising platform for whatever content they're selling. So the number of people that you see, there's very few of them who are actually in your area, who are interested in going on a date, and so it doesn't really help you go outside. And so what we're trying to do is really just focus on building something that sends people outside, and we're starting from scratch and thinking about where do we want to make money, because we think that's at the core of this all. We're not really interested in making money in keeping you online. By having that at the core of what we're doing, we'll just be focused on how long we can keep you in our app. But instead, we want to send you outside, and we think that's a much more sustainable business model. We think that will lead to better outcomes for the end user. So
Yeah.
that's what we're trying to do.
Josh, it almost sounds like we're talking about these apps exist, the current crop of apps existing in what's right, the attention economy, I think, right? Social media like Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, they just want to keep people scrolling or in this case swiping. Do you see that? And talk about how Silly is attempting to fit or not fit into that ecosystem.
Yeah, the attention economy is a huge issue, and you can attribute things like what's been dubbed the loneliness epidemic amongst our generation. And apps like Tinder, are very evidently trying to keep users online for as long as possible. And we can see this because very few, if any, developer hours are put into the experience after users are given a match. So a chat box opens, and then that's it. So we're trying to approach this from a different angle and figure out how we can use the tried and true user experience and user interface methods that work, but the end of the funnel is not a chat box, but instead, scheduling a date or booking a table at a local business.
Sathvik, can you talk about the pandemic in the context of dating apps? I mean, user engagement can be low, and I guess I gather from what you've been saying that these apps are sort of driving some almost antisocial behaviors. But we're in the midst of this pandemic that's keeping people that had been at least keeping people holed up in their homes or dorms or wherever for months on end, and kind of made people rethink dating. So, do you think about talk about how the pandemic contributed to those problems we've been talking about.
When the pandemic first started, these dating apps are actually really helpful for people to connect with others. They opened up, generally they're geo-locked, so they're restricted to like a certain mile radius of where you are. They opened it up so you could talk to people all around the world, and that was very helpful for people to form friendships in a time when we were locked inside. But over time, what ended up happening was we really restricted ourselves to that virtual space and that virtual environment. And didn't really think about how that would impact the way we look at interactions outside. So something that I noticed when we came back to campus was dating apps had sort of become like a game that people played socially. Like you could see groups of students sitting together, swiping on one person's phone, looking at these profiles almost like it was a game show, with nobody ever intending to really go on a date. It became a form of self-validation.
That's kind of heartbreaking, isn't it?
It is. And that paired with the incredible user interface work that these companies have put in. And it's not just dating apps, it's all social apps really that they've put in to emphasize certain actions. So when you swipe on an app like Tinder, the user interface is like exaggerated. It really gives you a boost, and makes you feel good about taking this action versus say looking at somebody's profile and trying to get to know them. So these two things combined have really desensitized us to the whole process. And people have lost the context of what they're doing, why they're doing it. And I like to use this word very often. It's led us to something called doom swiping. And I feel it's really changed the way we view human interactions in general. We just see people as disposable. I can just swipe them away. So I hope we can change that soon.
So Josh, you mentioned there was that sort of pilot test. You're doing more work on the app. What was the reaction that first round, that first time around?
It was super validating and really exciting for us. We spent a lot of time that week, talking to students around town and trying to put the idea out there. And when date night rolled around, the feedback was really awesome. We had a little swipe night party at our apartment building HQ, silly HQ we call it. It's been great. It really helped us figure out, where to go from there and what new features people are looking for.
Nice. Silly HQ. When you get the giant syllabus on the side of the building, let me know. That actually does put me in mind because U of I has this long tradition going back to, well, way back, but more recently, Netscape, PayPal, Yelp, YouTube, all the key people in all those companies went through the U of I. Are those stories well known among current students, Josh? Do you take inspiration from them?
Quite so, actually. Sath and I are really plugged into the entrepreneurship community, and we've worked with most all of the entrepreneurship orgs around campus. So we've personally taken a lot of inspiration from these stories, and you can actually find some names of these companies scratched into the bar tables at Murphy's. So we've taken the liberty of adding Silly to that list, and hopefully we're amongst the greats one day too.
Someday, yeah. So, Sathvik, what do you see are the challenges ahead as you continue working on this?
For us, I think the challenges are primarily building this community mindfully, making sure that we are truly delivering value to them and we're not just focused on growing. As I mentioned, we would ideally like to be at multiple campuses by the end of the semester, but we don't want that to come at the cost of the experience that we deliver for people. We don't just want to be, another social app. So for us personally, that's a challenge of restricting the pace at which we can grow to ensure that we're growing right. On the other side of it, the other challenge we see is these are tough economic times, and we recognize that. So figuring out good incentives for people to go outside, I think, is going to be a fun challenge.
And I guess that brings us to Josh. Ultimately, what is your mission? What do you hope people will be able to get out of this app?
I think fundamentally it's to build on this human connection, right? There's only so much connection that can be made behind a screen. And when we can send people outside and remove that distraction, good things will come. So, our mission is to send people on dates, period.
And people on dates, period. Sothvik, anything you want to add to that?
The one thing I'll add is just in terms of mission, it's really just to sort of clarify and summarize what Josh had said, we want to build digital experiences that help young people connect with their communities, and the real communities that they're already a part of. So their neighbors, their friends, the people that are in their town. We want to create digital experiences that enable more of those connections, not detract from them.
If people want to continue following, if because right now it's open only to University of Illinois students, but if people elsewhere, I know you want to scale up, if they want to continue following your work, how can they do that?
We've got a website. It's silly.app. That's Sylly dot app. You can also find us on social media. So on Instagram, we are Silly Dating, and that's where we'll keep posting updates. I think the day we move beyond U of I is actually pretty close. That's the best place to follow us, and you'll know the moment we're ready to launch someplace else.
Excellent. Sathvik Reddy and Josh J. James are the co-founders of Silly. Sathvik is an alum of the U of I, and Josh is a senior in the Gies College of Business. Thank you both so much. Good luck with your app as you go forward.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks a lot.
Coming up on tomorrow's show, a conversation with State Representative Kelly Cassidy, who was one of the main sponsors of that big piece of pro-abortion rights legislation that passed earlier this year. We'll talk about what's in the law and what are the next frontiers for reproductive health care, as well as gender-affirming care in Illinois. And then a conversation on the status of laws as they pertain to people who are transgender in Illinois. That's coming up on tomorrow's 21st show. The 21st Show is produced by Christine Hatfield and Jose Zepeda. Our interns are Owen Henderson and Anaya Jones. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. You can get a podcast of our show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, anywhere you get your podcasts, really. Just search for The 21st Show. If you like what you hear, go ahead and leave a rating and a review. It does help other people discover the program. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.